America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, broadcasting from the Jersey Snore. Or Shore. This is the sleepy side of the Jersey-type shore atmosphere. So many people writing me emails ask me if I've seen the situation or Snooki. No, we're not in North Jersey. We're in Southern New Jersey. A huge difference. There is also a huge difference between Mitt Romney and the current president, Barack Obama. The latest poll shows that Romney is actually pulling into the lead. I'll give you some of the broad strokes on that one, because, of course, I am the poll princess, and we gotta keep measuring. It's all about the statistics. Huge, huge coup for Sean Hannity. And the exclusive, Fox gets George Zimmerman, the Florida Neighborhood Watch volunteer, who certainly kicked up massive controversy over racial profiling, crime and gun rights, you name it, it's all mixed in there. He actually gave his first television interview to Hannity on Wednesday, saying he had to act after Trayvon Martin said, "You're going to die tonight." Zimmerman actually describes Martin, what he said, going down his chest, reaching for his gun. He said he prays for the family every night and he regrets what happened and that he's not a racist or a murderer. So was it smart to give this interview? Because, you know, everything that's happening with Zimmerman, it's not going to go through the court system, of course, until next year, late next year. And there still is heavy swing on both sides of this. You know, we talk about how we are politically in this nation. There's no gray area. There's no gray area with this George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin deal either. And in Florida, it's really has been ripped apart, especially the conversation over Stand Your Ground, the conversation over racial issues and racial profiling. I mean, the list is long. It would take me 3 hours to go through every little nugget in this case. But fascinating stuff from, I think, Hannity, and, of course, the fact that he was able to get George Zimmerman and his attorney, Mark O'Mara, on the show. Because, of course, his attorney had to be there to make sure he didn't go in the wrong direction. We're going to let you hear a few snippets of that interview coming up later this hour on America Tonight. Also on the show, you know, so much is being made about what's happening with Lance Armstrong and the pursuit to try to nail Armstrong still on doping, even though he's out of the cycling world. When the Tour de France comes up, isn't it interesting that this all cycles through? Pardon the pun. So very excited about one of the guests that we're going to have on, and his name is Dr. Harvey Shapiro. Actually, he's kind of an interesting guy. He used to be the mayor of Del Mar, California. Rough gig, isn't it? But he also was a doping control officer at the 2002 Salt Lake Olympics. So we're going to talk about doping and Olympic athletes, actually, and, you know, how sophisticated it's become and who's trying to beat the system and what stimulants like caffeine and cocaine and painkillers and alcohol, all that stuff that's been used by endurance-type athletes over the years, and how things are growing and what banned substances or stimulants are, and now the fact that there's testing, how things have certainly changed. So it'll be interesting to chat with him, because the timing couldn't be better. We have the Olympics coming up next week, is the opening ceremonies. Great time to remind you right at the get-go of this show that you want to make sure you are locked and loaded for our Friday show next week, because we're going to do our medal count once again. We did it 4 years ago, medal count for the Olympics, and this is how it works. It's like playing the lottery, only you don't have to plunk down any money. It is about numbers. Ultimately, how many medals will the U.S. win, the overall amount? Plus, you could break it down into gold, silver, and bronze. So we have prizes accordingly. If you get the overall number, you clear the board, you clear the prize closet, and then there's subsequently prizes for people who guess gold and silver and bronze, if anyone's able to do that. The going number I hear is somewhere between 95 and 108 medals overall. 108 medals. That'd be a pretty good game, or games, for the United States if the athletes would bring home that much medal. It would be huge, because you got to figure Michael Phelps, for him, this is the last hurrah, and you've got the volleyball women who are poised to take home more gold. They're still tops, but they have heavy competition. Team USA in basketball, how are they going to do? So seems to me that it's not a bad guess to think somewhere at least in the 90s. And, of course, all the action is in London, and the pressure is on the shoulders of the Brits, because if you remember Beijing, remember how extraordinary those opening games were? I mean, opening ceremonies, just incredible. That kind of stuff I normally wouldn't watch, but opening ceremonies I do, because I'm curious as to what they're going to put on, what kind of show they're going to put on, and they really blew the doors off of it. So will London be able to do the same thing? You got to figure they spent $15 billion. So I'm thinking something extravagant is probably going to happen there. I mentioned the fact that Romney has moved up in presidential numbers. And these are numbers, by the way, from CBS and the New York Times. They go up, or they partnered in a poll together. And these are big numbers, because you have Mitt Romney at 47%. This isn't a vote for president. So 47 for Romney, 46 for Obama, 4% undecided, and 1% won't vote. Don't you love that? I don't even want to vote. I'm not going to vote. So, effectively, that means they're tied because of the margin of error. So they're tied in the race for president. I'm really stunned by this. When you figure you got a guy in the White House who's the incumbent, who has a lot of money, a lot of push by a lot of people who have a vested interest in things continuing the way they are, I think it's surprising. I do. I think it's surprising. Does it mean that this is a shift completely for Romney, whose likability numbers are still nowhere near Barack Obama's? I would say absolutely not, except for that all the predictions, all the people we've had on from D.C. are right when they talk about what they're hearing in cocktail chatter. When they're on the Hill, all the gossip that goes around is that this thing really, really has tightened. In fact, if we were to break it down just a little bit more, I'm going to give you a few more morsels. Romney leads by 8 points among men, right? The president leads by 5 points among women. The president's supporters are more likely to strongly back their candidate, which is worrisome for Romney. 52% strongly favor Obama, and this is the key thing, 29% of Romney voters strongly back the Republican nominee, or the presumptive Republican nominee. So more than 1 in 3 Romney voters say they're supporting him because they don't like Obama. So, you know, it's not that we are crazy in love with Romney, but we don't like Obama. Only 8% of Obama supporters say their support for the president is tied to their dislike of Romney. Ooh, stay tuned. We're talking doping next with Dr. Shapiro. Hang through. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, with the Olympics just around the corner, there is always questions as to what athletes might try to do as far as doping is concerned. I mean, of course, we're all hoping that we live in a utopian world and we get the cleanest games possible. And it's just like with the Tour de France, we see how prevalent that was, or at least the accusations were out there and all the massive testing was there. And you look at things that are stimulants, like cocaine, caffeine, painkillers, alcohol, etc., that were actually used by endurance athletes in the late 19th century. And, we can go back in history and talk about some of the things that have happened and what's happened with blood doping and how that has really just rampaged through cycling, especially. I think many of you know this. My husband's an avid cyclist, and so trust me, we're always talking to people and watching every single race that you can imagine, from the Tour of California to the Giro d'Italia, all the way to the big granddaddy of them all, the Tour de France. Dr. Harvey Shapiro is in the wings. He's an avid cyclist as well. What's cool is he's a former TV healthcare reporter. He was also, and I mentioned this before, boy, wouldn't I love to be the mayor of Del Mar, beautiful Del Mar, California. But the key thing here is with Dr. Shapiro is he's got a new book out called Morphed, and he can tell us everything we needed to know and more about DNA doping. Dr. Shapiro, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Pleasure to be here.
So, as a cyclist, it has to be, is it disappointing to you when all these stories break, especially in the last couple of years, about Floyd Landis and others who were accused of doping and stripped of medals and were tested over and over again, and all this stuff with Lance Armstrong? Are the cyclists so good at this? Are their teams so good at this? Somebody said to me the other day, you know what you have to remember is they're trying to level the playing field. If everyone's doing it, then the only way that you can compete is to do it too, which, man, that's a sad state of affairs. But how prevalent is this?
It's very prevalent. I mean, we had today, You know, the Schleck brothers, Frank, went down today.
Yeah.
And that's today.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
These are, you know, to me, they've always been these brothers who work together, squeaky clean kind of guys, something that you would want to emulate. And, you know, whether or not his B bottle, which is the second one that they put aside, test positive again or not, he withdrew rather than continue.
Mm.
And prevalent, you bet. Will we see some doping in the Olympics? We already have. We've had one withdrawal from the American team. It's a cat and mouse game with the athletes getting drugs that we either don't know about or don't test for. And my book, Morphed, actually came about because as I sat there being a doping control officer, I kind of wondered, how could people cheat? And then I came up with this DNA doping thing, which in fact was already going on in laboratories, and the scientists who work in those laboratories will tell you the athletes are camped out on the doorstep. They actually make mice that are Arnold Schwarzenegger mice with huge muscles that, you know, you don't even have to exercise.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, and they just get better and better, obviously, at it. And when you say, for people listening to us across the country who are trying to get some sense of what DNA doping is, explain DNA doping.
Well, it's where you change the DNA in muscle. There are two kinds of doping. One would be you change DNA and it's passed on to your kids. This is not that kind of doping. This is going in and using a gene which has been shown to stop muscle from growing and putting another gene in that says we're going to block that stopping. And it's called myostatin, which simply means muscle slower, muscle stop. And we already have genetic cures for a number of different diseases. This one in particular was for muscular dystrophy. And, in fact, most of these drugs come from the latest cutting-edge science. And in that sense, if the athletes can get their hands on them, you know, in a black market or some other way, they're ahead of the dope cops. And I was one. And if you look at the incidence of doping, you see some years in the Olympics, there's a tremendous amount of doping. The next year, you know, the next 4 years later, it goes way down. Does that mean they're not doping, or does it mean they're doping smarter? You know, it's the old story in kind of in our culture. We want to win. We want to perform better. You know, would I suggest somebody take some of this stuff? I don't think so. But on the other hand, you know, we take drugs and all kinds of things to make ourselves better. And I don't have a problem with that part of it because as a doc, you know, we first work to add years to life and then we add quality. And there's so many things out there, artificial joints, Viagra, all kinds of stuff that make people feel and perform better. And then we suddenly expect the athletes not to use this stuff? I don't think so.
Yeah, I agree with you. Are the testing, because, and I said this before you came on, you were, and you mentioned this, you were a doping cop, a control officer at the 2002 Salt Lake Olympics. Was this completely eye-opening to you when you saw what was happening?
It was eye-opening to me, yes. But in a number of different ways. The people working in the field, such as myself and others, are really determined to keep the games as clean as possible.
Mm.
But we're very, very distant from the huge financial sport industrial complex, if you will, that feeds this. I mean, when you and I sit down and we watch Michael Phelps in the pool,
yeah,
and we want to see him break a world's record, well, Nike knows that, the advertisers know that, the TV stations know that, and it makes me wonder sometimes about how we can ever get ahead of that. And I think we won't. We will be ahead sometimes, and we'll be behind at other times. It's kind of a cat-and-mouse game between the athletes, their sponsors, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, today, when Frank Schleck tested positive, he said, I must have been poisoned. And last year, it was Contador who said, I ate bad meat.
Yeah.
You know, I have yet to see an athlete step up and say, I did it.
Yeah.
Until they've been proven in a court of law to have perjured themselves, and then they admit it. That's the old Marion Jones thing. And she tested negative for years and years and years.
Mm.
It's a huge...
Yeah. Yeah, and I think they almost become immune to what's going on. As you said, it's the whole idea of the culture of wanting to win, et cetera. And so, okay, so I take this shortcut, but, geez, I know other people are doing it. Do you think... I mean, Lance Armstrong, still, no matter what, an incredible athletic specimen. There's no doubt about that. But do you think eventually he gets nailed for doping? That, you know, there's this talk about teammates that are testifying and that the, you know, the doping agency, the U.S. doping agency is going after him, and this is just the latest speed bump for him. Do you think that this all will dissipate and go away for Lance Armstrong or no?
No, I don't think it is going to go away. I don't know if he's going to be, you know, he can't be found guilty. He can be found that he doped because he went through the court system. This is now the federation system, the sport federation system, and you saw it as looking at him. But much like the Wall Streeters who had great lawyers and nobody went to jail after what happened, and we all know what that was, Lance has really good lawyers. He can afford them. He stands to lose $5 million if he loses this case, and the whole USADA budget is $15 million a year, which includes going after Lance. So, you know, he still has some things on his side. I mean, I look at his lawyers as being his best performance enhancer right now, and we all know how those cards work. So will he get caught? I don't know. Should he be punished? You know, as far as I'm concerned, if there's an asterisk put by his name, I'm not even sure what it means, because the company he keeps, i.e. the people he competes against, so many of them have come down on doping charges. And I don't, you know, if you listen to the sportscasters, they go, there's another superhuman performance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in superhumans. I believe in well-trained athletes. I think Lance clearly is genetically way up there. And so, yes, as you said before, everyone kind of dopes, and he still wins. And that levels that playing field, but, you know, it's all over. And here's for me the real problem, and that is when iconic sports people go ahead and win, our kids copy them, and the dangers to them are much greater than the dangers to an adult, a consenting adult who takes these drugs for a short period of time. That's what I really worry about. And I don't know how you stop it at the high end, but maybe we can stop it in high schools and colleges because we have more control there.
Yeah, so well said. I really enjoyed speaking with you, Dr. Harvey Shapiro. We look forward to speaking with you in the future. Pick up his book. It's called Morphed. Thank you very much for coming on ATN.
Thank you.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify identify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with sun. Let me sing forevermore.
All right, so welcome back to America Tonight. Wow, interesting talking to Dr. Shapiro, and I echo exactly his sentiments on nipping any kind of doping, cheating, that kind of stuff at the high school and college level, because moving into the pros, you have a better shot at curbing it, perhaps. It's the culture. If everybody's doing it and you're still an incredibly trained athlete, you are absolutely trying to grab the brass ring, the gold medal, the giant trophy, the chicks and the dough and everything that comes along with the fame and winning, everything that it's about. And therefore, you're going to take the edge. A lot of people are going to take the edge, especially knowing how prevalent it is among other people. I mean, we have a lot of cases that we could look to in the NFL, in the NBA. I mean, in every single sport, we've seen some form of cheating. It depends on what the drug of choice is, I guess. And how sad is that? You can't help when you see some of these athletic feats that happen. You can't help but wonder, what are the kids thinking? It was like the old Charles Barkley deal when he said, we're not role models, but that's not true. The problem is kids absolutely look to iconic people. Michael Jordan is still someone kids look up to, even if they'll never see him play because he's out of the sport and has been for a while, but they know who he is. He transcends the sport, and you can't just say it's the teachers and the parents who should be the role models, athletes and celebrities, fall into that category. So maybe there is a responsibility. We'll have to have him back on again. Interesting, and talking about the Olympics. There he was, one of the gatekeepers when it came to testing and whatnot for the Salt Lake Games. Imagine what that's going to be like in London. At the top of the show, I said, really, the biggest buzz in the backyard, that's what we think America tonight is, at least my vision of America tonight is, what's everybody talking about? What is the water cooler buzz? And besides what's happening at Penn State, still on the heels of the former FBI director Louis Freeh's scathing report that was just outrageous, and the plane dragging a banner saying, take down Joe Paterno's statue or we will. And so many of you sending me emails saying, you know, Pete in Texas called and said, why don't they suspend football there? Bravo. Why doesn't the NCAA grow a couple of them and decide that they're going to, you know, punish Penn State for being complicit in wrecking lives, for covering up a massive cover-up that's worse than any shoe locker scam or anything to do with money or buying someone's mother a house or cars or any of that nonsense. But the other big buzz has to be Hannity's get of George Zimmerman. And Zimmerman, with his lawyer sitting very straight-faced and answering the questions and talking about where he is and where he sits and what happened and praying for the Martins every single day, I wanted you to hear a snippet of what that sounded like. So here we go.
And even though my wife wasn't certain what happened, that was enough to scare her and shake her up. And I promised her I would do what I could to keep her safe. I felt he was suspicious because it was raining. He was in between houses, cutting in between houses, and he was walking very leisurely for the weather. It didn't look like he was a resident that went to check their mail and got caught in the rain and was hurrying back home. He didn't look like a fitness fanatic that would train in the rain. I thought he was just trying to intimidate me.
To make you think that there's a gun?
A weapon.
Of some kind?
Possibly.
You said in that tape, something's wrong with him, he's checking me out, I don't know what his deal was. So it's almost from the very beginning, you felt, are you saying on that 911 tape that you felt threatened at that moment when you said that to the dispatch?
No, not particularly.
What did you mean with, I don't know what his deal is, he's checking me out?
The way he was coming back, and I was on the phone, but I was certain I could see him saying something to me. And his demeanor, his body language was confrontational.
Do you remember what it was that you said specifically on the tape?
Punks.
Punks. It was not a racial epithet of any type.
No. And I can tell you that when the police played it for me in the station, it was clear as day.
Yeah. You said, then we get to the issue where you said to on the 911 call that he's running. You said that to the dispatch. You don't think that, why do you think that he was running then?
Maybe I said running, but he was more...
You said he's running.
Yes. He was like skipping, going away quickly. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't running out of fear.
You could tell the difference?
He wasn't running.
He wasn't actually running.
No, sir.
Wow. So interesting to hear him at length talking about a lot of different things, aspects of what happened that night. And we know that, you know, Zimmerman at this point waits trial. He's been free on $1 million bail since early July. And we know the saga. He was granted bail in April, then had it revoked after the judge found that he and his wife, Shelley, had failed to disclose the $150,000 they had in donations, that, remember, the website that was thrown up from the public among their assets, and then that turned into a huge thing. So $1 million, he's out, and he's waiting to see what the next step is. And of course, he's pled not guilty. Police have said that Zimmerman wasn't charged because there was no evidence to disprove what you heard, some of the little scattering accounts there, that he had acted to disprove his account that he had acted in self-defense. A police report showed that he was bleeding from the nose and the back of his head, and we saw those photos. I mean, obviously, if he could put the genie back in the bottle and not be going down this road, Zimmerman would not want to be going down this road, and nor would the Martin family. And this is the conversation people are having. I had this conversation three times today. And each time it was interesting, the perspectives of the people that I was talking to, including, okay, so we know Martin, Trayvon Martin, probably was no angel the way he's portrayed, because it's just like anything in the news when they show somebody who is a drug dealer, oh, they were just about to get their life clean, or they found God and things have turned around. I mean, that's how cynical people have become. And maybe part of that is the media deal. So in the case of Zimmerman, the jury is going to hear all kinds of things related to, I think, a lot of what's out there. And that's why you wonder, when this plays out, what it ultimately is going to be, what it's ultimately going to be like. One of the things that Zimmerman said is that the media made a rush to judgment. And, you know, this whole case, the case against Zimmerman, is going to be the whole stand your ground thing. There's going to be a lot of back and forth on stand your ground. Zimmerman said that he didn't even know anything about the law before this happened, and for sure this is going to be very, very heavy, and I think even onto both sides, trying to prove what was happening here. And it's something that's a dull ache in Sanford, Florida, in areas surrounding Sanford, knowing that here we go again, just going through the controversy of the Casey Anthony trial, we're jumping back into this pond in 2013. But the question really is, do you think, I mean, yes, aspects of this certainly were blown out of proportion, but do you think, in looking at what happened here, and looking at what happened with George Zimmerman, that this jury, when they listen to the specifics of the night, when they listen to what the police said, and believing what Zimmerman said, and seeing the scratches and whatever, and the stand your ground law being played out, that this will have a rippling effect across the country on a couple of different fronts. Neighborhood watch programs. Do you have people cruising around your neighborhood? Neighborhood watch, does it work? Does it create a feeder system for people who want to be vigilantes? Does it create a system of people over-exaggerating or seeing things? Or is it a good thing? I definitely have an opinion on this that I'm going to share with you after we pay a few bills in a second here. But the neighborhood watch deal, and I think guns are going to play up into this. Even though Florida and the Governor Rick Scott, wanted the whole thing of the stand your ground controversy to go away and not try to go for any kind of a repeal, because the legislature was talking about, well, let's really think this thing out. Maybe we need to repeal it. But does this also play into what happens across the country when it comes to people having guns, especially concealed carry, and using them? You know, in the there ought to be a law category, there ought to be some definites on gun usage in this country, and that's part of the problem. 855-266-KATE if you want to weigh in.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Canadine Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Turn here on America Tonight. In this hour, we talked about a couple of different things, including, as I said, the biggest buzz in the backyard besides the Paterno controversy, tearing his statue down, what's going to happen to Penn State, the horrors over the Louis Freeh report, the former FBI director who was hired by Penn State to investigate what happened, why certain people weren't made aware of what was going on, like the police. For goodness sake. I mean, are you kidding? Did they not see anything that was going on with the Catholic Church and priests and still the nightmare for Catholics because fewer people are going into the priesthood and then priests who are actually really good people trying to help poor people, trying to do their deal, trying to hold parishes together get, pardon my alliteration, but they get crucified for the sins of so many who were allowed to just abuse and were rearranged, were sent to other places. And once again, people were outraged by what happened. And what's very crazy is Graham Spanier, who was the president of Penn State, was a victim of abuse and was somebody who was in the business of helping other people psychology-wise, and yet here he is in, you know, at the pinnacle of his career and has a chance to be the good guy and do something about this, and they do nothing. I mean, how is it possible? So you got that story, and then, of course, the Zimmerman thing, which now I think will get bigger at the tail end of the week since Sean Hannity was, you know, got the exclusive. Actually, a very good interview, because all the questions that people have, well, how did this happen? And he says he was attacked, but what does he mean he was attacked? And what were some of the things that happened that night and that kind of stuff? So he calmly answered the questions and spelled it out. But I think the big thing is what is this going to mean heading into the future for other nooks and crannies where you're listening to me in this country? I mean, do you see the Neighborhood Watch program, which, by the way, there are over 30,000 Neighborhood Watch programs in the U.S. I mean, how often do you drive somewhere and you see that blue and white sign? This is a Neighborhood Watch neighborhood, hoping that these little things, cars driving around with the magnets on the side, will dissuade people from ripping off houses or doing other things, stealing cars, etc., or doing whatever damage to a neighborhood. You know, not even go there. Say, well, there's too many people that are patrolling, and this helps the police who are also patrolling. Does it work? Or do people get drunk with power and assume more authority than they really have? And this is things that are going on. Wheels are turning, and people are questioning this. I will say this. I've lived in three neighborhoods, although maybe it's probably hard to find neighborhoods that aren't Neighborhood Watch anymore, but I lived in three Neighborhood Watch neighborhoods. And I thought the people did a good job. I thought, frankly, I liked it. I liked the idea that somebody was there as like I said, maybe the buffer, maybe the person who sees something and calls it in, and the police are right on it, or they see a fire bubbling up. It doesn't always have to be somebody doing something to a house, breaking in, somebody looking suspicious, or, you know, whatever it might be. So I see the Watch volunteer program as a positive. It also pulls communities together because they have those Neighborhood Watch nights and people get to know each other and they look after their neighbor maybe and somebody they didn't know, whatever. So the bottom line is I'm not one of those people that says no thumbs down on Neighborhood Watch, but I think that there should be good training and major emphasis on what a Neighborhood Watch volunteer needs to do. In the case of Zimmerman, you know, was he overzealous? And certainly he was in pursuing Martin. If he had not, and I said this before, if we could put the genie back in the bottle, of course he would, that's what would happen. But he can't. So he pursues Martin, and then the rest is history. If he hadn't pursued him well, then that wouldn't have happened. At least that time, that wouldn't have happened. So maybe there needs to be clearer parameters on Neighborhood Watch. Now, Stand Your Ground, I would have to say, I am a gun rights advocate, although I come from people, I'm sure, who, well, I know, do not have guns, do not own guns, and not sure where they stand on the Second Amendment, actually, now that I think about it. And you probably may have these discussions with your family at the dinner table or your neighbors. But I believe in not taking rights away, and that's a big one. I think people should have the right to defend themselves, and if that's what you choose to do, my only thing is that the people, and there probably are ways to enforce this better, is to have people involved and really know their firearm and know what they're going to do, because you have to react so quickly, and if you react, you have to be able to pull that trigger, and you you got to pull that person down if something is happening in your house. And you have to be prepared for what that means. What does that mean if someone's lying, bleeding to death on your rug? What does it mean to shoot somebody? What does it mean to have a gun, to clean the gun, to have the safety on, to know how to unlock it? I mean, simplistic things that have gotten people in trouble. And so many people are, by the way, very, very good at this. To me, that's probably part of it, the up and down. Some places, yes. Some places, no. Some places, the person has to have a weapon coming after you. So I think, if anything, the right to defend yourself is something that we have to really keep sacred. Really keep sacred. And it's unfortunate what happened in Florida. It's terrible what happened, in fact, in Florida. Absolutely. But there needs to be more laws for the people who are law-abiding citizens who feel that this is the best way to protect themselves. Now, you might not want to live in that fear, the fear that somebody's always going to attack you. You might not want to be able to have to make that decision on pulling a trigger, or you have children, or you have grandchildren, or you have reasons why you don't feel comfortable with a gun. And that makes sense. But I think to have the right preserved, because this is a slippery slope if you let this one go away. And ultimately, I think if the bad guys want to get guns, we know they certainly can get guns, because we'll walk them over to them through programs like Fast and Furious. No, just kidding. And they'll be able to get guns. There's ways on the black market where you could get guns. And so if we became like England, how much safer would we really be? And the answer is I would have no desire to become like England. So these are the two things that will be on trial, besides actually Zimmerman, when this ultimately comes up, and that'll happen in 2013. You can weigh in on that and other things, of course, always by sending me an email. You can do that by going to the website, americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. Also, if you download our really cool app, in fact, we have two apps. If you download Press 4, you'll be entered into our contest. You could win an iPhone, or if you already have a phone contract, you will get $200 in the mail if you are the winner. And the app is a great way to communicate if you want to rant during the day. There's also an America Tonight app that you can get by going to the GCN website. Then you can listen to the show during the day. If you fell asleep and really liked some of the things that we were talking about in the third hour, voila! You can listen to the third hour. How cool is that? Just by getting that app. And they're both free, by the way. And there's no crazy strings attached. We're not pushing timeshares or anything else. Just keep that in mind.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.